Football is a game played in the elements. Mud, rain, ice, and snow may impact the game. Now imagine that was the case for the game of basketball. That was the case for the first Olympic Games to recognize the sport. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Members of the McPherson Refiners basketball team represented the U.S. in the first Olympic Games to recognize the sport. The Olympic Village in Germany looked quite nice compared to the sometimes meager life in the Depression-era Midwest.
Hitler was putting his best foot forward. They had restaurants open, I think 21 hours a day. You could get whatever cuisine you wanted. It was also said that it wasn't without a price. It was said that no one in Germany saw an egg that summer.
Rich Hughes says the boys from McPherson played basketball in a gymnasium. Not so in Europe.
The organizers also thought that this clay tennis court would be better if there was dust on it. And so all this did was make the ball slippier. If you did shoot, there would be maybe some games of 15 or 20 mile an hour wind.
Then came the rain for the gold medal match.
It was U.S. versus Canada in a driving rainstorm in flooding conditions. 19-8 was the final score. U.S. won, but it was a wonder they scored any points in those conditions.
The Olympians were given a key to New York City, and there was a ticker tape parade upon their arrival back in the U.S.
So it was another few days to get back to McPherson, and they had festivities, and they were greeted well there. However, the refinery had said, "You boys have missed too much work going over the Olympics, and we don't have any more work for you. We're not going to sponsor a world-class basketball team anymore, so you're kind of on your own."
Hughes chronicles the amazing story in Netting Out Basketball, which shares the rise of the game in the Midwest and its impact on the world. Traveling the countryside in Overland Park, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.